Chapter 2 Review. The relational operators allow us to determine certain elementary relationships between variables, such as equality and inequality, less than and greater than, etc. There probably will not be a direct question with regards to the relational operators on the exam, but you need to understand them because they will be used in code snippets throughout. We use three logical operators. 1. The logical AND operator. 2. The logical OR operator. And 3. The logical NOT operator. These logical operators allow us to form more complex Boolean expressions and therefore enable us to make more useful conditional statements. You should expect a question asking you to evaluate a logical expression on the exam. In addition, logical expressions will probably be found throughout the exam in conditional and loop statements. These are fundamental operations, and you should be very comfortable with them in the same way you should be with the arithmetic operators. Conditional statements are key to any program that needs to make decisions at runtime. They allow us to make certain that a block of code will only be executed if a particular condition is satisfied. Again, conditional statements are fundamental to almost any program, and you will find them used throughout the exam. Loops enable us to repeat a block of code a variable number of times. There are a few loop-related questions on the exam, so understand the different types of loops that you can write in C++. An array is a contiguous block of memory that contains n amount of variables. We call the individual variables in an array the elements of the array, and we call the number of elements an array holds the array size. Arrays are fundamental variable types and can be found in almost every program, so you can expect arrays showing up throughout the test.